We are now up to Simen Tav Samach Vav, and we will be doing the first two Si'ifim. Sif Aleph, Lo Yilos Odom Chitim V'yitin Al Pi Makoso Mipnei Shemach Mitzol Sharok Machmetz. Apparently a common way of dealing with a wound was that people used to take grain, they would chew the grain and put it on a makah. However, human saliva is machmitz, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that if you chew the wheat, you're turning it into chametz by way of the saliva, and if you put it on you, so not only are you over on Bal Yerah, but you're also being nene from chametz on Pesach itself. Now, in fact, if you chewed them before Pesach and you still got them, it's still usher to use on Pesach itself. Unless, Mr. Brewer points out, it is already not roi l'achilas kelev, in which case there's no isur hanah from it whatsoever. The Mishnah Brewer brings down that in a case of a cholish she'ein bo sakana, someone's got a makah where it's either very, very painful or his whole body is weak as a result of it, sees a cholish she'ein bo sakana. Says the Mishnah Brewer, if he does not own it, so he's not over on Bal Yerah, say it belongs to a non-Jew, or he gave the wheat to a non-Jew and asked the non-Jew to chew it for him, there, our only problem is the Yisr Hanah. Since this is not Derech Hanah also, this is not the normal way of making use of grain, it's only an Yisr Drabonon. As an Yisr Drabonon, if they were Matir at B'mokim Choli, it is Mutir even for a Choli She'ein Bo Sakana. Whereas, if it's his, so there he's over on Bal Yeroy, which is a Lav Doraisa, even without the Yisr Hanah, and that's only Mutir B'mokim Sakana Mamish. And even there, only if there's no Eitzah, there's no way that you can have it remain belonging to the non-Jew. So that in the case of a cholish she'ein bo sakana, we would not be matir bal yeroy. We would be matir hano shalo kederach hano also, since that is only an isur d'rabbanan. Sif beis hanosin sa'orin lebehemto. Someone gave barley to his animal umatzah ba rear. And he finds that the animals when they eat will often drip their saliva all over the place, and he finds some rear in it. Sorech levaram, the halacha is he has to be mavarit because it's considered roke. It is saliva of an animal, and it too can be machmetz. Says the Ramah. So now the Machaber said that this is only if you actually found some saliva in it. Ha says the Ramah. Hagav mistam ein lochush hoel ukvar bottle. But mistoma, meaning if you don't know for sure, then one is allowed to be makel because he already did bittel chametz. Now the Mishnah Brewer asks, what do you mean he already did bittel chametz? He did bittel chametz on Erev Pesach. He said kol chamira, so he's mevatel all of the chametz that he's got. He was not mevatel chametz that did not exist yet. If this became chametz during Pesach, then how does your bittel of Erev Pesach work to nullify it? So the Mishnah Brewer brings down that what we're talking about is a case where the person explicitly said beforehand, I am hereby mevatel any chametz that is about to, I'm hereby mevatel the chametz that is about to form in the grain that I'm giving my animal. So once he does that, there's no chash d'araisa, it's only a d'rabbanan. And therefore, the d'rabbanan do not require you to be choshish unless you actually see the saliva there. And the machmirim are choshish that it is quite common for animals to drop saliva over their food, and as a result of it, even if you don't see any saliva on it, you'd have to be choshish for it. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brewer brings down from the Achronim that it depends on what animal. That if you're talking about an ox, you're talking about a cow. So there we say that they are always dripping, and as a result of it, you can be sure that there is saliva there. And therefore, one would have to be machmir. It's only in the case of a horse where one would not have to be machmir. The right thing, though, is as soon as an animal finishes eating, what you should do is get rid of all of the leftovers, even if you don't see any saliva there. In fact, the right thing to do when you feed an animal on Pesach is to feed him very slowly, give him a little bit at a time. This way you will not find yourself with lots of leftovers that will then have achshash chametz.